see there's quite a few questions coming in here. Anthony, can I come to you first? Because obviously there's been sparks going off here about some of your comments in terms of the challenges to the current workforce, and what about asset and estate management as well? You alluded to the cultural aspect of it. What's your thoughts about the impact it's going to have on the workforce?
I think, you know, there's almost a step back from that first, which is, you know, what are we going to do? And, you know, Mark raised the vitally important point around public engagement, which is absolutely key. You're going to have to get buy-in from the community on the decisions, difficult decisions that have to be taken, and very difficult decisions will have to be taken to manage the finances. And that needs to be done in a way that is open and transparent. It comes back to the governance point that Guy was making. And people will be aware that I have had issues in a couple of authorities with governance and decision making. It's the importance of being open and transparent. People are not going to like, whether they are members or members of the public, some of the decisions that have to be taken. But that doesn't mean they should be taken behind closed doors. What should happen is sort of open and honest engagement says, you know, very simplistically, this is how much money we've got. That's what we can afford. This is how much everything currently costs. We can't do everything. We need to transform the way we deliver some services, or we need to cut some services. And so I think that sort of decision needs to be taken. And then that will give you an indication of what type of estate and assets you need to be able to deliver that service, and whether some of those assets should be transferred elsewhere under some of the alternative delivery models. And similarly with the workforce, I think there is a general recognition that people shouldn't expect to get the same thing from public services they have done for years. Things are changing, and probably changing permanently over the next few years.
Anthony, there's another question that has actually come in for you now, and it says, what can auditors and regulators do to provide the most effective support to the efforts of the public sector in Wales as financial pressure increases? Mm.
I think from an audit point of view, you would expect us to be challenging. So to challenge the things that you're doing and the way in which they're being done and the decisions being taken. I agree entirely with what Mark said about supporting organisations that take risks. And by that, we mean well-managed risks. Certainly the Auditor General, and I would agree with him, is on record as saying that he would support organisations taking well-managed risks. That doesn't mean that things won't go wrong. They will. But it does mean that as long as organisations are open and transparent about the failures so that other organisations can learn from them, we're not going to jump down their throats if it was a well-managed risk. If it was not a well-managed risk, it was a decision taken behind closed doors by one or two people that's come a cropper, then we will still have something to say about that. More broadly, you know, through the good practice work that we're doing, through these type of seminars and the shared learning seminars that we do, we hope to disseminate good practice in certain areas. And that's one of the reasons for wanting to bring Grant Thornton in today, a practitioner in from local government, but also a member from an English authority to try and learn from what other parts of the UK are doing.
On that point, Guy, can I bring you in and share sort of what's been happening in England in relation to this, please?
Well, sort of wearing our, I guess, Grant Thornton's audit hat, one of the things that we've really, really invested significantly in for our clients and the wider sector is what we call thought leadership. So we use research programs across our client base to produce reports and analysis on various subjects, including the financial resilience and health of local government. And one of the things that our clients have regularly asked us is case studies. It's Anthony's point about sharing good practice. So our reports all have case studies, and we started to do that for English local government, and then the call came back from the sector. That's great, but we'd like to get international case studies. So we've now started to include international case studies, and that really, really is important. There will be sector improvement through the LGA or WLGA, but auditors have that role, I think, to share best practice. Mm-hmm. We were commissioned to do a piece of work for DCLG, which was on best practice in local government savings, and we undertook that with a company called Shared Intelligence, and that was published the week before Christmas. And it's one of the few best practice reports, I think, that CLG has published under the current government. So that's really, really critical.
Thank you for that, Guy. Given your comments, Mark, about public engagement, we've had a question coming in saying, what's been happening in England in terms of sort of approaches to public engagement, Guy? So can I ask you to address that question?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I particularly like is what Liverpool City Council and some others have been doing, and it's a web-based tool. And so citizens can go in and they can prioritise across all the different service areas. You've got the financial envelope, and then it comes out with what that means, what your decisions mean. And you go in and you can time and time again go in and prioritise, and it always comes way over the budget envelope. And I think that is a really helpful tool. The use of infographics, the rise of the use of infographics, Surrey County Council have been doing a lot of work on this, which is helpful both internally and externally to try and help the citizens understand what is a really, really complex planning and decision-making process. Rather counterintuitively, I think when you look at customer satisfaction at local authorities in England, broadly speaking, the trend has been upwards during the current period of austerity, as indeed has the engagement staff satisfaction as well, both counterintuitive. But I guess one could argue that's because of some of the positive public engagement that's been going on. But I do know it's also going on in Wales as well. I mean, Monmouth have got Digital Monmouthshire. I remember seeing a webinar where the portfolio holder was being filmed to sort of talk about the financial planning a year ago. So it's not just the exclusivity of English local government.
Thank you very much, Guy. Mark, can I bring you in on this?
Yeah, just very quickly on engagement, because we've had some successes this year. And as Guy mentioned, the Your Choice facility, which enabled you to decide what services you would reduce or increase, and trying to balance the budget has been used by Wrexham. We did a full difficult decision consultation this year, which was online, involved a series of meetings. We had paper-based questionnaires. We had over 1,000 responses to that, which made it statistically significant in terms of affecting the decisions on the budget. As a result of that, there were changes to the budget, and then we've now carried that on to ensure that we don't just do this as an annual process, and we've got another consultation out at the moment asking the views of the public, and we've tried to use innovative ways. Again, we've had lead members that have used Twitter to get feedback.
Okay, thank you for that, Mark. I've got time for one more question, and in fact I'm trying to summarise a couple of questions that have actually come in just now. So I'm afraid, Anthony, I'm going to start off with you again if you like. It's asking what do you think is the most significant challenge that across the public sector in Wales lies? Is it A, in deciding what action to take, or B, implementation after sort of the decision has been made? We've got a couple of questions are based around that. So good question.
It's a very good question, because both of those issues are highly relevant.
Yes.
I think we are at the moment, it's around deciding what action to take and getting citizen and political buy-in to the action that needs to be taken. And, you know, difficult decisions would seem to work against that you will get, you know, lots of people having counter views. But that's where the public engagement, the involvement of members, and I actually mean all members here, not just the cabinet members,
okay. In
getting out there and feeding information to and from the people in their wards. To me, that's the key area. It is around deciding what needs to be done and communicating that to stakeholders, be they staff or citizens.
Thank you.